Well, there might be a few uncomfortable moments today at the White House as Vice President Biden sits down with the NRA as part of his efforts to form new recommendations for the president on curbing gun violence. Joining us live, Mike Allen, the chief White House correspondent for Politico. Mike, good morning. Is this ceremonial, if you will, or is there a real dialogue that could result in some ideas that could be generated today?
It's mostly ceremonial, and both sides get something from this. The White House is able to say, we listened to the NRA. Otherwise, Democratic senators from these gun-friendly states, including Virginia, could say to the White House, why didn't we even listen to the NRA? And the NRA gets the credibility of coming in to meet with the vice president. Now, the NRA is being smart. Politico has learned that the NRA is sending a friendly face to meet with Biden. They're not sending their top guy or their top lobbyist. They're sending someone who's worked with Biden over the years, Jim Baker, the number two lobbyist, who's worked with him in the Senate in the 90s and is friends with the Bidens from the Delaware Beach. We've learned that the NRA has gained 100,000 paid members just in the past 2 weeks. They've gone from 4.1 million to 4.2 million. And they tell me that they want to get to 5 million before this debate is over. So they see it as a growth opportunity, but they may have a soft face, but they have a pretty hard message. We're told the message for Biden is, we'll talk to you about any reasonable policies or plans, but the NRA is listening not to just Beltway elites in the chattering class, but what they call real Americans who say they don't want the NRA to go soft.
Mike, what about what this task force will ultimately accomplish? Vice President Biden says he won't get caught up in the notion that unless they can do everything, they'll do nothing. Is there already a sense of how much they'll be able to accomplish?
Yeah, and the vice president has already built in insurance. He said that if they can't get legislation, the president will do what he can by executive action. Biden says the president will act one way or the other. Biden expects to have his recommendations by the end of this month. They haven't yet decided, do you do several little bills or do you do one big package? People on the Hill tell us they'd be much better off trying to do a couple of specific things than one big package that could really sink. The vice president's also listening to Walmart, which is selling a lot of guns, including in our area over the last couple of weeks. And interestingly enough, he's having in officials from the television and broadcasting industry, the head of cable, the head of the national broadcasters, Chris Dodd, the former senator, who's now head of the Motion Picture Association. So he's putting together a puzzle of different industries that are touched by this issue so that he can say he's gotten their ideas.
You know, it sounds like the little bite approach might be something that Biden is even thinking about himself. He was saying yesterday that, you know, we shouldn't not do anything if we simply can't do everything that we want to do. It sounds like he may be thinking about that little bite.
No, I think that that's very wise. And the way the Capitol Hill is wired these days, you have to go that way. We're also hearing that on immigration. What Republicans tell me is the way we'll know if the president is serious about immigration is what us to do a couple of things or one huge thing. So we're hearing the same thing with guns, but the pipeline is jammed for guns. I think a few weeks ago, reporters would have thought, oh, for sure, after Newtown, we're going to pass something. But between these three fiscal cliffs that we now have coming up, now this very complicated nomination for Secretary of Defense, and you start to throw in the president's early work on the president's top goal of the immigration, the pipeline is jammed. And as you guys know, the Senate has a very difficult time walking and chewing gum. Some people might say they can't walk or chew gum.
Mike, thank you. Good to talk to you this
Happy
morning.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Have a great week.
Mike Allen's chief White House correspondent for Politico.